I'm Emma Greed, host of Aspire with Emma Greed, a podcast where I sit down with people who don't just dream big, they build big. From culture-shaping voices like Mel Robbins to leaders redefining success like Tracy Ellis Ross to game-changing entrepreneurs like Mark Cuban, Aspire is about mindset, ambition, and doing the work that actually moves the needle. If you're ready to raise your standards and take charge about the life and career you're building, Aspire is where you start. Follow and listen to Aspire with me, Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Happy Halloween.
Scary, scary, spooky, scary.
It's Halloween, man. Don't overthink this.
It's Halloween, and this year is going to be super spooky.
Happy Halloween.
Guess what time it is?
Go Tom.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it's been an interesting week for the internet. We had the National Internet Day going on there, and that is the day that we celebrate in 1969 when computer engineers created the very first computer network. It was Charlie Klein. He sent the first internet message to his colleague, Bill Duvall, at Stanford, and that was the word login, L-O-G-I-N. It's unclear, though, if Bill sent a response back like LOL or anything like that.
Sounds like revisionist history to me, because I know for a fact Al Gore invented the internet.
Oh, you think?
He said so.
Yeah. Also, of course, you had Bill Gates.
Just the one.
Yeah. And Steve Jobs.
Yeah. But we had Bill Gates. He celebrated a birthday, 70 years old, which coincidentally, 70 is also the number of times the Windows has crashed on me this past month.
So. Did you see where he is now saying global warming is not as big a deal as we thought?
Really?
He literally just came out and said that. So he said we need to worry more about feeding people and giving them vaccines now and not to worry about that.
Well, I got to say, those guys, they are smart, though. I mean, you got Bill Gates, you got Elon Musk, you got these people changing the world. And we're just following whatever they're saying or doing because, you know, people think they know more about the internet than they actually do. You got these guys that created it, and they got something going on. There's something fishy going on there. And we're just like, oh, yeah, we'll use it. I can buy Amazon product and it can be here in 2 days. Let me use the internet.
I'll sell my soul for some quick delivery. I feel like I already did by being a Prime member.
Well, so people think they know more about the internet than they do. And, you know, you got some people that really do. Your IT guys at work and stuff, sometimes they don't know as much as you think they should know.
I bet you they know a lot more than you.
Well, I know. I am oblivious when it comes to some of the internet stuff out there. For example.
So then you're qualified to tell us.
Yeah, I'm qualified to tell you what I don't know about the internet. 84% of people reported that they are knowledgeable about the internet, but yet just 20% knew what the World Wide Web, that the World Wide Web is different than the internet. Is that the same thing, Tom?
Well, there's the intranet, which is like the network inside your office, then the internet, which is the entire inside and outside. And I guess the World Wide Web would be all the web pages. I'm not real sure what the difference in World Wide Web and internet is. They get used interchangeably by most people.
See, Tom knows this stuff.
Not really. I don't understand what the difference in the two is.
29% correctly identified the meaning of HTTP. And 31% admitted outright they did not know what HTTP stood for.
I know what HTML stands for. It's hypertext markup language.
I don't know what HTTP stands for.
It's probably hypertext something, too. Transfer protocol, probably hypertext transfer protocol.
I did do a little research on it. I got it somewhere if I can find it. The HTTP at the beginning of the website stands for hypertext transfer protocol. The standard over which data is sent between a browser and the site.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think I've heard that seconds ago.
I knew it already.
Okay. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, it was exactly what I just said.
You said it just like that? Word for word?
Pretty much, because it's hypertext transfer protocol.
I think it's hypertext transfer protocol.
Tori, you're smart.
Stop it. Thank you.
Just 31% could correctly define a domain name system.
That's DNS. What? That's where when you type in Microsoft.com, it's actually a series of numbers like 112.001. Blah, blah, blah. It translates it into those numbers so that you can just type Microsoft.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no. I'm like, all those ones and zeros and all that stuff, it really does blow me away. It's kind of like radio. I mean, I've been doing this for years. I still don't know how it works. There's something like we can talk or play a song, and magically through the air, it just goes to your car or wherever you're listening.
And you know what's so interesting? And Tom explained it to me, and it made me feel dumb, and I already forgot. So we are right behind like Viva Chicken off Woodruff. If you are on the other side of Viva Chicken, our signal cuts out. You're close enough to walk to the radio station, but the signal cuts out.
But keep in mind, we're not broadcasting from in here. We're sending a signal to a transmitter up on a mountain somewhere.
Caesar's head.
But then why is it blocked right here?
Because we're not broadcasting from right here.
But it's over there.
It's actually on a mountain way up in
Caesar's head.
Okay. So then how is it being blocked right here?
It's the chicken.
It's actually...
Stop and get a plate.
It's the power lines at the intersection. There's so many power lines in a big square grid that they can cause interference.
The chicken's balking.
balking
our signal. That's what's going on. Okay. So 59% correctly identified a URL as another term for a web address. And I'm like, URL. I never knew really. I mean, I know it's URL or something.
URL.
URL. It's like a southern man's name. His name's URL. Well, the internet is not managed or regulated by any one individual, organizations, or countries. Some organizations help maintain the internet, such as, and a lot of people didn't know this, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN, which manages internet protocols and domain name systems. So they are involved with what you can do and do not do on the internet.
All they do is make sure that everyone has their own number for their website, so when you type in Microsoft.com, you don't go somewhere else.
Oh my God, this is so boring.
I
think it's interesting because we use it every day, and you don't have any idea.
I don't need to know any. If I wanted to know anything about it, I'll Google it.
Most people didn't understand how a firewall works.
I am blocking this out.
Blocking.
She is not quite laughing about that.
I can't get it back together. Yeah. Oh, tears. So, this is not waterproof mascara.
This is not the way to celebrate National Internet Week.
We're blessed to have it.
Well, yes, we are. It's changed the world, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
All right. So happy birthday, Internet.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, there's a lot going on with Halloween tonight. I want to give you a very important warning here. So stay with us because this is something you'll need to watch out for if you're a parent.
Okay.
But first of all, let's talk about some of the trick-or-treaters that you're going to run into tonight.
Okay.
Because you will probably see a variety of different people out there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see all kinds of parents with their kids. You're going to see kids without parents. And you're going to see good kids. You're going to see kids who are acting up. There's just going to be a variety of things. I think we've all seen that trick-or-treater who still keeps their bag extended after you've put the candy in.
Yeah.
They're basically like, give me more. And you're thinking, all right, little rat, I already gave you as much as I'm going to give you.
Right. You have to give them the look, too, little puppy dog, sad eyes.
No, the kid does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like looking up like that cat on the Shrek movie, Puss in Boots, with those big teary eyes.
Here's what I do when a kid does that.
Yeah.
I give a little extra on each bag beside him and just stare him down.
You're horrible.
You're evil.
Yeah.
It's not evil. The kid's evil for expecting more than what they got.
It's like I just went to the devil's house.
All right. The trick-or-treater who peers past you and looks around in your house while you're giving him the candy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a little creepy.
Yeah.
What are you doing, kid? Just get your candy and leave.
They're casing out the joint. It's like, you got more candy back there because I don't like what I'm getting.
Some of the trick-or-treaters you'll encounter tonight, the adult who's using their dressed-up baby as an excuse to get lots of candy.
I need to borrow a baby.
Yeah, I know, right? You could probably get one of those realistic-looking dolls.
Yeah.
Put it in a costume and just go door to door.
Oh, isn't there? There's a video of a dad who's got this. It's a doll dressed up like Spider-Man, but he stands it up at the door, rings the doorbell, and stands back, and they'll come out, put candy in.
Wow.
He just picks them up.
All right. Then you have the trick-or-treater who doesn't hide their disgust at the kind of candy you just gave them. Like, ew. Candy corn?
Yeah.
Those are fun to give extra candy corn to, because I am the devil.
You are.
You have the teenager who knows he's way too old to be trick-or-treating.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But they still got the guts to go out and get that candy, and you don't have the guts to say no.
If you are suspicious and he's got that Mario outfit on, pull his mustache. Just see if it comes off.
But you know what? He may not have had a chance to do it when he's younger, and I hate that. I wish there were a place for older teens and adults to trick-or-treat.
Yeah, you know, I'm okay as long as the teenagers don't take a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get all, you know, greedy on me.
Right.
All right, then you've got the trick-or-treater who still knocks on your door even though your lights are out, and it makes you hate kids even more.
Well, because you're in there and you're like, man, would he just move on? My lights are off.
It is annoying when you got your lights off and you hear him come to the door, and you're like, what do they think is going to happen right now?
I saw a sign in one yard. I think I'm going to try it. It says, we're next door.
That's good.
That's good. Yeah, uh-huh. And then there's the trick-or-treater who trips on your front step and sues you for millions.
Oh, wow. I'm not seeing that one.
Wow. Yeah. Not you're fortunate. They say people are spending less on Halloween this year. Mm-hmm. I guess because of you got the government shut down.
Yeah.
You got a lot of people not getting paychecks right now. And it's also an anxious time with the holidays coming up. And so people are saying that they are spending a significant amount less than previous Halloween.
The candies may not be as good this year because it's so expensive and inflation.
Well, chocolate especially is up right now.
Like 10%.
So people are getting candies that don't have chocolate in them.
Everybody's getting dumb, dumb suckers.
Those are the cheap ones, right?
Yeah. I'll be honest, I like dumb dumbs.
I do too.
But here's the important thing I wanted to tell you about. This is something the police are warning you about, and it's especially important for parents with little kids. But apparently, there is a lot of gummies out there that are sold in states like Michigan and Colorado.
Trick or treat.
And they are infused with CBD or THC.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And they look very similar, even in the packaging, mm-hmm. to regular candy. Now, most responsible adults wouldn't do this, but I've known people that have given out liquor and candies before.
Okay, well, that was, listen, that's all that was in the cabinet, and it wasn't even my candy. I was left at home alone to give out the candies, and the Kahlua candy was right there. And I thought, well, okay, that'll work. And then my neighbors called me because they said someone ratted me out saying, well, Mr. Hawk gave us the Kahlua candy, Mama.
See, that's treats for the adult trick-or-treating.
Well, and that's
the gummies and the
what
Kahlua.
The police are saying. They're saying, check your kid's bag carefully because you want to separate those out and keep them for yourself.
Yeah. That's funny. Well, you know what? Being that we figured out Tom's the devil about giving out candies, we have a quarter after laughter, a little bonus one for you. Here's Tommy Drake talking about the devil.
I had a kid come to my door trick-or-treating last year at 3 in the afternoon. 5-year-old boy dressed as the devil. I open the door, trick-or-treat. Trick-or-treat, it's the middle of the day. Why aren't you trick-or-treating after dark? He goes, oh, I'm scared of the dark. You're the devil. You're the prince of darkness. Halloween's about fear. You can't handle fear. You're not getting any candy. Get into character. And I close the door. Feeling pretty good about myself till a minute later when the devil's mom came to the door. She is way scarier than the devil.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
With Halloween here, you know, I know, Tom, you were talking about paranormal experiences the other day. And 25% of people said they might be willing to live in a haunted house.
I don't know, man. It would depend on if I believed it was haunted or not. But if I really believed it was haunted, no.
42% said they are not down with that. They do not want to live in a haunted house at all. And 33% said they're open to living in a haunted house if it met certain expectations.
What does that even mean?
Like if the ghost was nice.
Like
and not
Casper.
Yeah,
versus Poltergeist.
The friendly ghost. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't trust a ghost. It could be tricking you.
I know. That's what I've heard.
If it had met certain expectations, you know you're trying to find a haunted house, and you with your realtor, it's like, yeah, it's got to have a 3-car garage, you know, 2.5 bath, and you know, it has to have a friendly ghost.
But just think of the Halloween parties you could throw or your own haunted house.
There you go. Yeah. Now, did you guys have any ghost stories growing up? We had one called the Bell Witch, where you go into a bathroom and you can't say the Bell Witch 3 times or you see your face in the mirror.
I thought that was Candyman.
Oh, well, that's that movie.
Yeah.
But ours was the Bell Witch.
There was something like that, but I don't remember what you would have to say.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but we didn't have anything. I can't. Now, we did have a house that's still vacant in my hometown, and no one has lived in it for years. And it looks like kind of a castle type thing.
Ooh.
And yeah, and it was like a boarding house for people in the hospital, like older people. And they just boarded it up and shut the doors. You go by and there's like big old plywood over the windows and stuff. And they had rumors of stories, but nothing, you know, serious.
I think you guys messed up the Bell Witch, because I remember that because it was Tennessee.
Yeah, well.
And it was a family, and it was actually their house.
Okay.
I don't think the mirror thing was the Bell Witch.
Well, you know, it's a bunch of, you know, junior high kids just going, hey, go in that bathroom and say Bell Witch three times, and you'll see her face in the mirror.
Well, I think that's for any haunt. You could just go in the bathroom, turn off the lights, and look into the mirror.
Yeah, but there's an actual Bell Witch story. It's America's greatest ghost story, and it's a family called the John Bell family of Red River, Tennessee.
Oh, very good.
And the haunting they endured during 1817 and 1821. So it's an actual thing that was a place that it happened.
Yeah.
I think you guys took Candyman and made it into the Bell Witch.
Well, I don't know. Candyman was after the Bell Witch. That was when I was a little kid, and Candyman was... I guess I don't know when Candyman.
90s, I think.
I don't know.
Maybe when the first one came out.
Well, if you got any ghost stories, feel free to call in this morning. We want to hear them. 1-800-386-0937. Hello?
Listening to your ghost stories going on.
Okay.
So I was going to tell you guys, the neighborhood that I grew up in, literally every house in that neighborhood has stories about things that people have seen. People that were not believers and became believers.
Right.
Everyone in there has that happened to them.
Well, yeah, those at our church, people that weren't believers and they became believers.
That's different.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, same thing. No, my mom's house, actually, I grew up in it, and there are definitely things happening on that property, or I don't know what is going on, but growing up, I mean, weird things would happen all the time, like... cabinet doors would slam. You would hear the microwave start in the middle of the night and no one would be down there.
Do ghosts know how to do microwaves?
Yeah.
Do ghosts know how to do microwaves? Because, like, I was thinking about that. If you got, like, a ghost from, like, the 1800s, I don't even think they would know what a microwave was.
I know. You would think not. The weirdest thing that ever happened, though, I swear to you, is there are, in my mom's house, in the upstairs, there are certain areas that just creak really badly that I guess maybe, like, weren't glued down properly or something. And there's, like, four little areas, and they lead down the hallway, and my room is at the end of the hallway. And I was laying in bed one night, and I couldn't sleep, and I heard, like, the creak by the stairs, and then it proceeded down the hallway, and I could hear it right in front of my room, the last one that does it. And I thought, well, it must be my dad or my mom, and I kid you not, my dang door flew open and slammed against the wall, and there was nobody on the other side of it.
Oh,
that is crazy.
I freaked out.
Going back, Tom, to the microwave, you know, older ghost thing, like a ghost from the 1800s, only you would take a situation like this, like, a you know, a ghost stories and stuff, and logically break it down to think, well, they've not read the microwave instruction manual, so they wouldn't know how to work the microwave oven.
Yeah, they say that the ghosts have, like, electromagnetic, like, energy, though, and they can mess with electronics and stuff. So
I don't think a microwave
know.
Would mess a ghost up.
Hey, you've seen what happened on Ghostbusters.
Oh.
Yeah, they just step on that little thing. Well, and you know what? There's so many haunted stories that we have, even here in the upstate. Like, I mean, you go online, and there's all kinds of books about haunted ghost stories.
Right.
And
well, we love
you.
Thank
y'all have a good one. Bye.
Hawk and Tom Show, good morning.
Last year, I was at the Biltmore.
Yeah.
And we were doing a tour and walking through and everything, and there was a little part that was kind of an upstairs hall that there was one of those red gate things where they're like, they don't want people, guests going up there.
Oh, yeah, where it's roped off.
Yes, it's roped off.
Yeah.
So we're walking through, we're getting ready to go down the stairs, and I glance up to see what's up there because they won't let us up there, and there's a man in a black suit and a white tie, and it looked like he was wearing kind of period clothing, and I thought it was odd, and he just walks by. And so as I turn to the person who's kind of leading the tour, and I was like, do you guys ever do reenactments from like the period of the Biltmores? And they're like, oh yeah, we do. I was like, well, when's the next one? They're like, well, not for a few weeks.
Oh.
And I was like, well, have you guys ever had sightings of ghosts? And they're like, oh yeah, all the time. Guests have reported a man in a black suit and a white shirt who walks around. I freaked out. I was not cool with that.
I bet you they that the guy up there and they just do that to trick you.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. But that's pretty cool, actually. I'm surprised we don't hear more about Biltmore having ghosts, because that would be a great place for them.
And you wouldn't even want to be a ghost at Biltmore, because...
Why not? That's a great place to live.
You think?
I'm just saying... It's beautiful.
It's a lot to keep up with. You got a lot of people to scare there. It's just...
you just go hang out in your room when you don't want to.
I guess I'd be a lazy ghost. I'd want to be, like, in a trailer somewhere, where I don't have to walk so far.
Oh, my word. How many trailers are haunted by ghosts?
And just sit on your couch and go, boo!
Yeah.
Y'all suck. Yeah. I would at least scare people if I was a ghost. All right, that was a good story. It's better than any of ours.
Thanks. Look, when I die, if I had a choice, I'd probably go to the Biltmore, too.
So. Okay.
Yeah, no kidding, man. That. That's a good place to haunt.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Now, we're getting some text about something that's going on.
Yeah, locally growing up, it was Bloody Mary, you said in the mirror three times. Oh, everyone's texting in. I'm sorry. I thought that's what it was, or just my favorite drink. I wasn't sure.
Well, now you say it three times in the morning on a Saturday.
Yeah.
When you're out at brunch. If you have a ghost story, 1-800-386-0937. Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling in about the ghost story.
You tell us one.
Okay, so the house I live in, the girl who lived there before me always told me it was haunted. I was in my son's bedroom the other day. We were alone in the house. He was showing me something he had built. And all of a sudden, on his bedroom door, it was closed. We heard banging, just hard banging, the whole door shut.
Oh.
We thought it was the neighbor coming over, messing with us, because we have a bunch of kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
My dog started going crazy. Opened the door, checked the whole house. Nobody was there. I called the neighbors. They weren't even home. It was just us. I called my husband. I was terrified. We went outside. We were waiting outside, just waiting for my husband to get home, because we were sure somebody was in the house.
Oh.
My dogs were freaked out. It was terrifying.
You know what? It's one of those ghosts that actually does the, what's it, the ding-dong ditch? It's like runs and you can't find it.
The whole time I kept calling the neighbors, because I have 12-year-old neighbors. I have a 12-year-old son.
Yeah.
And they're jokesters. They ding-dong ditch everybody in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I know you're in my house. Just tell me where you're at. Finally, I called his mom. And she's like, no, he's at his dad's house. He's not even there. And I just freaked out.
Your ghosts are getting the kids in trouble in your neighborhood.
Like,
well, we love you. Thanks for sharing your story this morning.
Thank you.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I stumbled on this one online. I don't know if you heard it or not, but she sounds genuine, wanting to know how things were looked up in the past.
Hey, this is a genuine question to, like, older people. What did you do before you could look something up? Like, if you saw someone and you were like, oh, they remind me of that actor. What was that? What's his name? Like, and none of your friends knew. Would you go to a library? Like, okay, without Google Maps. Like, I know that there was MapQuest. But before that, like, genuinely, what would you do? Would you just accept not knowing? Like, I would, please stitch this and tell me, because I genuinely do not understand how I would survive.
Okay. So, you know, you do think about that, like, before the internet, we get answers. We're an information society. We want to know, and we want to know it now.
If I got asked that, I'm like, leave the room. I don't even want to talk to you.
She'd be like, how do I find my way out of here? Yeah. I don't have GPS.
Like, Google it if you want to know what we did. Just Google it.
Yeah, but you think about that, and that sounds like a question for my kids. Sometimes they'll ask out of the blue, you know, how did y'all do that? And it's kind of interesting, especially with this information society we live in, because we do want the information and we want it fast.
This is the opposite of how it is in my household. In my household, I'm always being the guy, like, you know how your dad would say, I had to walk 4 miles uphill each way to school and barefoot and blah, blah. I'm the one telling my kids, y'all are so lucky you got Google. We used to have to go to the library and try to steal the book report from somewhere. Or we would go and to the fraternity house and get all the old tests, because we didn't have Google back then.
We didn't have ChatGPT to write the
report for us.
Yeah.
So I'm always lecturing them about how brilliant we had to be because we didn't have GPS. We got a map out and found our way across the United States.
And I'll tell you, GPS has got me out of a lot of situations. Hey, when I'm traveling somewhere I've never been, it's like, oh my gosh, what did I do? I had maps back then too, but
I still get lost with GPS. Still, to this day.
That's a talent.
Coming onto Woodruff Road, I'm like, this one did, and I missed it.
Well, I mean, you know, like I said, we are an information society now, and just to educate some kids now, we were younger when, you know, your mom and dad bought the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh, heck
yeah. My parents wouldn't buy it. I had to go next door.
Yeah, it was too expensive. Only the rich kids had it. Yeah.
So it was like 32 volumes of just A through Z information about the world.
Okay. They were huge. You need to explain. This took up a whole row on a bookshelf, and they cost $500 or $600, which back then was like about $3,000 now.
Well, and they announced after 244 years back in 2010 that they made the last Encyclopedia Britannica set. So they do not have that anymore, but you can get it online.
Well, now, I remember whenever they switched over to CD or DVD, and you would actually buy the disc, which was way cheaper. It was like $79, and all of a sudden you had the same information because the internet wasn't full yet. It still had a lot of empty stuff.
And that what's crazy is we don't know who wrote that, Britannica, I guess.
Yeah.
So we had to believe what they thought
what
happened
they said,
or what they said.
Yeah, sure.
At least with Google, you have opinions, most of them wrong.
There was no opinions underneath the article going, I don't believe this, yada, 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 like you have on the internet now.
Right.
And then if a celebrity died, for the most part, you relied on radio or TV.
Six o'clock news.
And honestly, you wouldn't know until 3 or 4 days after. That's one of the highlights of your day now. You're just like, oh, who died? Okay.
It's really?
Well,
you got issues.
I guess obituaries.
I've worded that wrong. But, you know, you sit there and you're like, oh, wow, that person just died 5 minutes ago.
It just made my day.
But yeah, even my friends, when we get together and we're having a good time, we're like, I'm so glad that like smartphones weren't around when I was at the age where I don't need evidence of things we did.
Well, sure. I mean, there's a lot of pictures and stuff taken that's, you know, hurt in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But it's also been great at parties where you're like, hey, Tom, Google that. Hey, Google that, because you want that information right there, and you start laughing before you know it. You're watching funny videos of clowns and cats and buttless chaps, and they're like, okay.
Sorry about that. I have friends that say, hey, what did you do last night? What time did you get home? I'm like, I don't know. And I'll pull up. I have my Google Maps, and it'll tell me where I've been, how long I stayed, and what time I got home.
I will say, though, it is a time waster when you get on Google sometimes. And you go, I mean, you go from finding out a celebrity that's passed away to, you know, the next movie trailer to, you know, who won the last...
We know how it works.
...football game. And then what you want to eat tomorrow for lunch.
Yeah, folks, back before the internet, if you wanted to be bored with a bunch of information, you had to listen to a radio show.
Not this one. This
No. I'm talking about this.
Funny.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
I saw this on Twitter or X, and at first I was kind of outraged. I did a little research, though, and I found this story multiple times on the internet, but I never found it at a valid news site. So I'm suspicious that it's one of those made-up stories.
Which one's valid these days?
Well, I'm going to say that Facebook, Twitter, and Threads aren't. And that's the only place I found this story.
Oh, gotcha.
But it's still an interesting question. It's an interesting what-if question. The story reads like this. It says a Florida man stole $10,000 from his girlfriend and used it to gamble, but ended up winning a $1 million jackpot. He later paid her back the $10,000, but now she's suing him for half of the winnings. So let's just imagine for a second that someone did steal the $10,000. They gamble it, and then they make the money. And they give the $10,000 back. What is the correct answer here? Because I would tend to agree that she at least deserves half.
Do you want to go to jail for theft?
Exactly.
Or give me half.
Yeah. And that's generous because you could argue it's all yours. It was all your money he bet.
But I'd be willing to give up half since he did the work.
Right. I think that's very kind. You're going, all right, I'm not going to prosecute you for theft of 10 grand, which got to be a felony. And all I'll do is I'll let you walk out of here with $500,000 that you did not deserve, but I'm getting my half too.
Yeah, you don't even have to pay me the 10 grand back. Just split it down the middle.
Right. Just give me the 500 grand. Yeah. You're actually getting 510.
Yeah, but you're rewarding him for stealing too, though. Well, it's like all of it should be hers.
If somebody could steal my money and win money and give me half, do it.
I can see both sides of that. I mean, technically, I think she deserves it all.
Yeah.
But if it was easier than going to court and all the hassles and he just gave half of it to me, I would probably walk away with that and feel a little stupid, but also like I got the money in hand.
Well, you're stupid for leaving that $10,000 in your purse in the first place.
Okay, I don't think she left it in the purse. One would assume they had access to banking accounts and stuff.
Yeah, I'm being dumb.
Oh, don't do that.
That's my job here on the show. I get paid to be dumb.
I know. It worries me. You're just getting too good at it.
Hey, same thing. It's kind of the same principle there. I'm getting rewarded for doing stupid stuff.
Well, when I first saw it, I thought it was real at first because it came up in so many hits, and I was like, man, what do the police have to say about that? Because you would think if the law enforcement got involved, they would maybe go after the whole thing for this person.
This is the same principle. We're wasting people's time right now, Tom. It's like when I get suckered into seeing some big headline, and I go read the story and spend, 30 minutes reading it. And at the end, it never gives me the outcome of the story. Yes.
No, this is a discussion. It's just like a would you rather or if I win the lottery discussion. You're basically saying, if someone did this to you, what would your choice be? Cato's like, I'll take half.
Yep.
You're like, I'm suing for the whole thing.
Okay.
I see both sides of that, but I can see how it would be complicated. So a lot of times it's like whenever you settle for less money than you deserve because you're going to get the money right away and not have to fight 2 years for it. It makes sense to take less just to get it in hand and get it over with.
Right, and then go to court, having to spend money on attorneys.
And possibly in 2 years, who knows what happens in that 2 years that you don't even enjoy the money anymore. Maybe you get sick. Maybe something happens to you.
And this is her boyfriend, right?
Yes, in the story.
Supposedly.
Yeah, why wouldn't he want to share it with her? I mean, if they're in love.
Well, he stole 10 grand from her. He's not really in love, I don't think.
Well, that's true. She should be breaking up with him.
She should definitely be breaking up with him and taking half of it.
And changing her bank account.
And I'm going to do a better job of reading my stories in the future so that I don't even have to bring up these fake ones. Like I said, I did my first work, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's all over. And then when I started looking for an actual source that had names and stuff, there weren't any.
Well, at least you do that. I don't most times.
Just make it up.
Yeah, just make it up as you go along. Tom's stories are more legit, y'all.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.